Welcome to another week of The Appointed Encounter. I am Yvette Houghton, and it is exciting to share with you these manifold encounters that we have with the Lord. Little did we know that there is so much to each verse where we meet Him. This week, we delve into verse 6 of John chapter 4. We have looked at 5 verses over the past 4 weeks. We meet Jesus producing change in us. There's an appointed time that we meet Him as our scapegoat. Then we learn that there is a must-needs encounter that we should have with others to introduce Him. And last week, we found that there is a landmark encounter that defines exactly where we are and ensures that we stay within those ancient boundaries established by our fathers. John chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour." So, do you see the therefore? Rather, because you're listening to this, do you hear the therefore? Where is the wherefore to the therefore? You guys should know me by now because I asked that kind of question. So, Jesus was in the land of Judea baptizing. Sychar was about 34 miles from Jerusalem, but Jesus was near water for his disciples to baptize. And Jesus, we know, arrives at the well approximately at 12 noon, it being about the 6th hour of the day. And so now it causes me to have to look up a day's journey trying to figure out this wherefore to the therefore that he's been wearied with his journey, right? And so in the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, we read that the common way of estimating distances in the East is by hours and days. This is natural in a country where roads are mere bridle paths or non-existent, as in the desert. The distance traveled must, of course, differ largely according to the difficulties of the way, and it is more important to know where night will overtake the traveler than the actual distance accomplished. A day's journey is now commonly reckoned at about 3 miles per hour, the distance usually covered by a loaded mule, the number of hours being 8, and hence a day's journey is about 24 miles, and this may be taken as a fair estimate for Bible times. So we have to factor in the fact that Jesus was not at Jerusalem, and if Sychar was 34 miles from Jerusalem, we know that he didn't start at Jerusalem, and there's no mention of a donkey, and there's no food with him, because remember, he and the disciples went into Sychar to get food for Jesus to eat. So then we know that Galilee in particular, Nazareth, was about 25 miles, a little over 25 miles from Sychar. And then generally sunrise was when the day began, and they've been traveling for quite some time if it's the 6th hour. So if we're thinking 6-7 o'clock, Jesus had to be traveling a good 5 to 6 hours at least, maybe 5 to 6 hours already. That is a long time. And so then I'm looking at this well. What is it about the well again? We're talking about this well. And what is a well? A well is a deep reservoir fed by percolation from the soil, by a spring, or by groundwater. The lower part is usually dug into impermeable rock or built with rock and then coated with a thick layer of lime plaster, which prevents seepage. It is possible to tap into a natural spring or to dig down to the groundwater level. Wells were often dug in rural areas in order to provide water to flocks and herds. A stone slab or wooden planks covered the mouth of the well when it was not in use to prevent people or animals from falling in and to lower the risk of pollution from surface debris. And so we remember Jacob had purchased the land from Hamor in Genesis 33:18 for 100 pieces of money. He would have need of the well for both his family and herds. He had 11 sons, one daughter, two wives, two concubines, many servants. It was no small camp that he had, and so plenty of water definitely was needed. And at this point, now we have this well that has been estimated to be 138 feet deep after it was cleaned out in 1935. The opening of the well was, we find that it was dug through limestone. It was about 4 feet long, the opening was. And also the fact that this well was covered when not in use allows us to picture Jesus actually sitting on the well, because he was tired. And so we get to this place where there's this well, and now we can kind of see how Jesus is relaxing on the well. It's not like he's sitting on the edge the way I kind of always pictured it, but he's sitting on it because there's actually a cover over it. And there must have been a cover, because we're talking hundreds of years that this well has been there, since Jacob had actually used this well as well too. But there was something else that actually piqued my interest. It was the fact that this was the sixth hour. And I remembered seeing the sixth hour somewhere else, and so I had to search for it. And what I found was in Luke 23, 44 through 45, it says, "And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the mist." Matthew 27, 51 through 53 says, "And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many." And so then we have the veil tearing in two from the top to the bottom. Mark 15:38 puts it, "And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom." And so then we look more into the veil, and in 2 Corinthians 3:14 through 17, we read, "But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." It's about the sixth hour of the day, and though it's midday, a woman is about to happen out to this well. This woman who comes is a woman who dwells in an area that is veiled in darkness because there is no understanding. This woman, this town, this region, veiled in darkness. But the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The unveiling of the heart is getting ready to take place. Jesus is getting ready to open the grave of this woman's heart, and she will appear unto many. The unveiling that takes place at the sixth hour of the day. Where are you? Are you coming out to the well? Does it seem like it's the middle of the day to you? Does all seem fine? I mean, you are in your routine, going to the well, passed down through the generations, still providing the daily watering. Generation upon generation of the same thing that seems to be the right thing. But even you need to have the veil torn in two, leaving no doubt that God is removing the old. God is here to set you at liberty, freeing you from a closed mind. Haven't you become weary with the monotony of this journey? Jesus was even weary. Even Jesus had to sit on the edge of the ancient landmark and assess the situation. The word wearied in Greek is kopieo. It means to grow weary, tired, or exhausted with toil or burdens or grief. Jesus wasn't just physically tired when he got to this well. He was at the beginning of his ministry, and much has already happened. So God has physically come to tabernacle among us, and he is experiencing on earth what he deals with us when in heaven. The Pharisees are already questioning him and his actions to no avail. He's tired of it already. He's tired, like when God repented, he made man in the days of Noah. He's tired already of it. Tired, like when he said to Moses, you know what? These people murmur and complain too much. I'm going to just start over with you. He's tired, like tired and wearied when he exiled the children of Israel to Babylon and elsewhere. He was fed up already, y'all. And so he sits on this well that Jacob dug, used, and fought for. Now it's time to do a little unveiling with someone else. A people despised and truly in need of a savior. People who want to worship but are told, you're doing it wrong. For many, now is the sixth hour of your day. Jesus is sitting on the edge of the ancient landmark, wearied from his travels, but waiting for you to arrive. Are you ready to have the veil removed from your mind? Let me tell you, last night, the Lord got me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So rather this morning, he got me up at 2 o'clock in the morning to read the book of Micah. He said to me, I am talking. The word that he gave me early this morning was found in Micah 6, 3 and 8. He says, oh, my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God? What has he done? Let him unveil the truth to you. The truth is that all he requires is that you do right. All he requires is that you show mercy so much so that it's a part of you. All he requires is that you walk with him. He's already come to tabernacle with us. We need to now walk with him. Listen, he's sitting at the edge of the ancient, the stuff you grew up on and know is right, but you also know that there is more. He's on the edge, waiting to unveil more. It's your sixth hour now. I want to thank you again for listening to The Appointed Encounter. I truly appreciate you. I appreciate those who have given me encouragement, who listen each and every week. I thank God for you. I want you to make sure that you like and share this podcast. I want you to share it with your family and your friends. Please, please, please let me know if you are being touched by this. My email address is Yvette@theappointedencounter.com. Again, it is Yvette@theappointedencounter.com. I want you to be blessed on this week. I want you to take this lesson that we've learned, that we are having a sixth hour encounter with the Lord. It is an appointed time, this sixth hour that we are in, and God wants to unveil some things. He's sitting on the edge of your ancient landmark, those things that you have always known, things that you know are right and that I shouldn't cross any further, but there is more. You know there is more. God is looking to do more in you and through you. And so I want you, my good people, to reach out to me and let me know what you think. Let me know how God is dealing with you. Let me know that you are being blessed by this. I love you all. God bless you. God keep you. Be safe out there. I love you. Amen.